Hey goalies, Mike Valley here. Hope everybody's doing great and excited for the holidays. I was asked a great question, and it was to do with, you know, what I look for in goaltenders when we're scouting them. And towards the later stages of my career with Dallas, I would go out and scout a lot of goaltenders, and I'd also get to talk to a lot of scouts that were out there, and quite frankly realize that, you know, it's a difficult job. It's a difficult job to be able to identify a guy when he's, you know, 16, 17, 18, and figure out if he's going to be a goaltender or not. Lots of different reasons for it, but at the same time, you know, we're tasked with that job to go out and try to make as best of an educated guess at who's going to have that chance to become something. And first and foremost, it comes down to desire, right? You know, it's in today's world, a lot of scouts will look for that, you know, that big goaltender, 6'3", 6'4", you know, monster. Although that's great and gives you a certain advantage in certain situations, it certainly is not the be-all, end-all. I would rather put my money on a kid that will go through a brick wall to make it and never ever give up. Such an important thing that you know, it's funny. I had a guy, actually it was a Navy SEAL, that was in charge of Bud's training, and when they go through Hell Week, and he said, you know, I can line up 20 guys on a wall and I can look at them all. Some guys are huge, ripped, some guys are smaller, a little bit even on the soft side. But he's like, I can't evaluate, I can't guess just by looking at him who's going to be good. And the reason why is I can't see their heart, right? And I thought that was such a great quote, because, or a great analysis, because, yeah, we can't see the size of your heart. We can't see the determination in you. We can't see the desire that you have to succeed, right? Because I guarantee you, nobody would have bet on me if they'd have seen me play. But it's what was inside of me, you know, that burning candle inside of me that people couldn't see, but once they found, they'd bet on it. Another thing that I think is really, really important, what I try to look at is obviously skating. That's such a big thing. If you can't skate, you can't move. I don't care how big you are, if you don't have the ability to move around your crease efficiently, it's going to be really, really tough, right? So I always found, like, the unbelievable goaltenders were always just really, really, you know, good skaters. That's just a foundation that for me is a non-negotiable. You just have to have that quality. Something you can't cheat, something that comes with, you know, thousands of hours of practicing. Then comes the interesting thing. I'll be honest with you. I look at a lot of goalies that are in, you know, goalie camps and goalie drills, and they look phenomenal. They look so good that you think, this guy's a stud or this girl's a stud. Like, they can play. You put them in a game and they're just completely lost. And one of the things that I believe is incredibly important is understanding game management, right? So there's a lot of, like I said, goaltenders out there that look great in practice. We put them in a game and they're lost. They don't read the game like we expect. They don't see the game. They don't connect the dots like you should. Jimmy Howard is a great example of this, and I've shared this before. You put Jimmy Howard in a goalie practice, he's good, but he's not great, right? But then when you drop the puck and you're going to play a game, the guy becomes the Jimmy Howard that we know. That NHL goaltender that's been good year after year after year. And that's because not only does he read the game really well, he has a burning desire to win. And I'll talk about that in a little bit more in a couple minutes here. But he reads the game really well. He understands the game. He connects the dots really, really well, right? And that's from being analytical. That's from studying video, looking at situations, playing different sports, and just being an athlete, right? Being able to dissect information and recognize you don't have to be this crazy robot that's going all over the place, all over the ice. You just have to wait patiently. Robin Lehner is a great example of this as well, right? Not exactly the most graceful goalie, but man, does he read the game well. Just reads the puck off the blade. The decisions he makes, just they're just right. And those are the skill sets that we really, really have to be good at. And those are the things that, again, I would look for when I'm scouting. How does this guy dissect the game? I remember going to watch Carter Hart. And yeah, it's easy to say now that, you know, all right, Carter Hart was going to be great. But I remember watching Carter Hart. He was actually playing a game against a goalie named Griffin Outhouse. And both Griffin and Carter, I thought, were exceptional at reading the game. Carter obviously went on to get drafted, had more size. Griffin is playing in the WHL, and unbelievable goaltender. Unreal goaltender that just reads the game really, really well. So those were things that like really stuck out to me. I'd much rather have that goaltender than the 6'6" giant that doesn't read the game very well. I also think that, you know, the mental mindset is important. When I'm watching a goaltender, if I see a guy that's just losing it and doesn't seem to have, you know, that mental strength, the composure that you're looking for me, that's just not something that I'm not interested in, you know, pursuing as far as a scout is concerned. I like the guy that's composed, the guy that's looks like he's in control, the guy that doesn't look like he gets rattled after every goal. Certainly, quickest way to get crossed off of my list was if a goal goes in and you put your arms up in the air. I could not stand that. Because all that guy was saying wasn't my fault. Somebody else take the blame for that one, right? A true, true champion never points a finger. Okay, so I always looked for that as well. To me, also, it was the will to win, to compete, right? There's some guys that just have that competitive spirit in them. When I look at, you know, Tim Thomas, not only is when I coached him, but also when I played against him growing up in college and minor pro and over in Sweden and later back in the AHL before he went to the NHL, the guy just competes. Competes, doesn't cheat the game, works hard, but you know, as a scout looking in the stands, they love to see that compete level. Love it, right? There's a second, third shot, whatever it takes to stop the puck, just stop the puck. It's your job. I also looked at guys that, and here's a big difference, is people that wanted to play to win, or goalies that play to win, and then there's some goalies that play not to get embarrassed. And this is a tough one to kind of explain, because sometimes, you know, as a goaltender, if you go out and you stop 40 out of 42 shots and you lost 2-1, and you're happy with yourself because you didn't get embarrassed, right? I found that the really good, exceptional goaltenders, they don't really care about anything other than did they get the 2 points, or in Europe, the 3 points at the end of the night, right? So there's a huge difference, and you guys all know what I'm talking about, right? A lot of goalies go out there and they just don't want to get embarrassed. As long as they didn't get embarrassed that game, that's good. And whatever story they need to say after that, you know, we missed an open net, or we didn't score, or we didn't bury one on the power play, they're fine, because they feel like they did their job. There's a unique breed, though, out there that, again, doesn't care about that excuse. They play to win. And that's really what you want to do, right? Another thing that I've seen that is really good, and this is hard to evaluate, but goalies that ignore external pressures. So, basically, are you a goaltender that's really, really good when you have to be, right? It's easy to play the game when there's no pressure. But when there's pressure, whether that's a game 7 or a must-win game, how good are you, right? Are you the goaltender that has the ability to be really, really good when it matters? when there's, you know, if you're up 2-1 late in the game and all of a sudden you guys took two penalties and it's a 5-on-3, how good are you then, right? What kind of goaltender comes out then? I also think that, you know, it's a guy that, like I said, has the ability to stay calm, stay focused. It just looks like they're in control. And ultimately, guys, we know that goaltending is a game where we don't always have control. But coaches, your players, the scouts, the management, they want to be able to have a goalie go on the ice, know that this guy is just in control, is a competitor, gives a team a chance to win every single night, regardless of its preseason game 1 or postseason game 16, right? So those are things that, again, I looked at, and I hope that you guys can kind of internalize some of that and figure out where your opportunities to maybe improve are. But again, a scout is a guy or a coach is a person that's going to come by and watch you. And you don't know if you get you've been working your whole life and you have a 20-minute shot when somebody stepped into the rink and they came to watch, you know, another player on the other team. But you all of a sudden steal the highlight reel, right? You steal the limelight. You want to be that guy that is known to be calm, composed, the competitor, in control, and is the next great goaltender. All right, hope that helps, guys. And again, I hope everybody has an unbelievable holiday. Cheers.